On a hill above a valley, there was a wood. In the wood, there was a huge tree. Under the tree, there was a hole. In the hole lived Mr. Fox and Mrs. Fox and their four small foxes. Suddenly, Joe gave a shout that made them all jump.
Look, the leaves are uncurling. The tree is looking better. It really is.
It was quite true. One by one, the withered leaves were straightening out, uncurling themselves, waving happily in the breeze once more. And then, oh joy, the tree grew its fruits as usual. Large and juicy oranges appeared on all the nearby branches and shone golden in the sun. The children put out their hands and picked some. They had never tasted such lovely oranges in their life.
But it's true, you know,
said Mouse sadly. It was an honest mouse and it spoke up bravely.
I have a long, sharp nose and I wish I didn't. Oh, how I wish I had a pretty little flat furry nose.
I know, little mouse, just like mine, said Tabby tenderly. I'm such a lucky pussy. I'm not only brilliantly clever, but I have this dainty little nose that everyone envies. Not a bit like your beaky one, Mouse.
At these unfeeling words, Mouse sobbed again. Wombat shot out a stubby paw and caught Tabby Cat by his dainty nose and took him for a little walk. When he let go, Tabby was much more modest about his nose.